you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we worship tonight. And the people of God say it, amen. Have your seat tonight. Glory to God. I want to say a big thank you to our lead pastors, Pastors Blaze and Esther Tington, for another opportunity to share God's word with God's people. Hallelujah. Don't you love your church? Don't you love your pastors? Celebrate our pastors in the house, please. Glory to God. Thank you for being here. And I want to celebrate you for being here tonight, because this weather is excuse weather. You have all the excuses. Pastor, I can't see in the rain. It's hard to drive in this rain. It is hard, actually, to drive in the rain. Oh, yeah, but that's a good excuse, yeah? It's a good excuse, right? Yeah. For those of you who can't make it, it's okay. I'm not picking on you. There's serious rain outside, so... But all to say, I celebrate those of you who are in the house tonight. Put your hands together for yourself. Tonight's going to be good. Ready to learn something from God's word tonight? Hallelujah. By the way, I want to welcome Sister Samantha's mentor, Dr. Elizabeth, all the way from Boston. Hey, thank you for being here. Amen. And you have a beautiful smile. Yes, I'm sure you've gotten that a lot. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for being here tonight with us. Well, Pastor's been teaching powerfully. Oh, please, let's give our first-timer a welcome package. How about that? Yeah. Amen. Yes. Inside of that package, there'll be some good stuff for you. All right, so dig your hands inside of it. Thank you for coming. There's a paper, a form for you to just fill out your information. We just want to be able to pray for you. Someone will reach out to you and pray for you and just check on you and make sure you're doing well, okay? Promise not to stalk you. All right. All right. Glory to God. It's your time to shine. It is your time to shine. Hallelujah. I have my notes here from the sermons the pastor been preaching. Last week he said, God builds his church by building strong people, right? Let me go back to the premise. If you are the salt, then you are indispensable. Remember, he says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world, right? I believe that's Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5, verse 13. Let's start from there. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under foot. Verse 14 of Matthew 5. Matthew 5 and verse 14. And the media team, I didn't give you this. But let's get to work. Matthew 5 and verse 14. 14. Open the door if you can't hear, please. Make sure you can hear the word going on. Hallelujah. You are the light of the world. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are the light of the world. Read the scripture to them. Go ahead and read the scripture to your neighbor. Tell them. Continue reading. Continue reading the scripture to your neighbor. Oh, yes. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. God has planned and put everything you need to shine inside of you. So it's time for you to shine. And so we'll continue on this series. But today I've titled my sermon, What Time Is It? What time is it? So one person knows it's your time to shine. All right, okay, you're catching up. All right. But wait, now I'm going to throw you a curveball. Hallelujah. Let's go to a very interesting scripture in Ephesians chapter 5 and 16. Ephesians 5 and verse 16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Change the version for me. Pick one other version, please. Change the version. Change. That's my French, for those French speaking people in the house, change the version. Give me NIV or something. Change la version. I love it. Change la version. Oh, yes. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are what? Evil. Making the most of every opportunity. So what does it mean to redeem time? It means to make the most of every opportunity that God has given you. Brothers and sisters, if you will truly shine on the earth, you must be one who understands what time is it. You must understand what time and season that you are in your life for you to be able to make the most of every opportunity. Making the most. It's a whole sermon that's opening up here. Making what? Not just taking an opportunity, but making the most. The most. Not just, okay, yes, I see this opportunity, I'm going to take it. But make the most, meaning don't leave any stone unturned with anything that God has given to you. Any opportunity, every door that God has opened, make sure you make the most of it. What month are we right now? October. We still have 3 months to go. 3 months. There are still opportunities in 2023 for you. 2023, you know, Pastor said that this year is our year of grace and glory. So we are in our glory days. The first part was grace. The second part is what? Glory. Making the most of every opportunity. You must understand, because during this time of the year, people begin to check out, sir. During this time of the year, people check out already. And they just coast through the next 3 months. Looking forward to 2024. Listen, let me shock you. There's nothing in 2024. Only what you put into 2024 will answer to you. There is nothing special about any year. It's what you do with the year that makes it special. Making the most of any and every opportunity. The most. Turn to your neighbor and say, make the most. Make the most. The most. Because the days are evil. So what time is it? It is time for you to make the most of 2023. Every opportunity, every open door that God has brought to you this year. Because Pastor says it's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. Meaning it's our time to make the most of every opportunity. As a church, we make the most of this year. As individuals, you make the most. If God has asked you to, you know, I'll pick up my sister, Sister Audrey, right? Sister Audrey just got back into nursing school, right? Put your hands together for her. Making the most. She decided that this year she wanted to get back and finish studies. And guess what? She made the most of the year.
apply. She did what was necessary. No matter how hard she prays, if she never applied, she would never get into that school. Because making the most of every opportunity is beyond saying amen in church. There is a work that must follow your confession. Making the most. Are you a student? You want to do well in school? You want to do well? Make the most of every class. Study to show yourself approved. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Meaning in every career, in every profession, there are people that know their stuff. That's what that scripture is saying. So if you're a preacher, know the word. If you're a student, know the word. If you're a nurse, know your stuff. If you're a doctor, know your. If you're a business person, know your stuff. I heard a joke one day. One of my mentors in the ministry said, when I'm looking for a pilot, I don't ask if he prays in tongues. In fact, if I hear the man praying in tongues, it makes me nervous. He said, I don't need you praying there. I need you to fly this thing. I need you to fly the jet. You must know your stuff. Marketable skills. You must know your stuff. Ye are the light of the world. Listen, why do you think that in the past we saw that witty inventions came from the church? People like Thomas Edison, they say they were Bible teachers in Sunday school. In fact, if you look, even in Tulsa, most of the hospitals are St. John, St. Louis, Saint. Because the church is meant to be the light of the world. We are solution providers. That's what it means. Solution providers. So what time is it? It is time to make the most of every opportunity. Glory to God. Oh my. Let's go to verse 17 of the same verse of the same scripture. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17, sorry. Ephesians 5 and verse 17. So it says, make the most of every opportunity, right? Now we go, it says, therefore, let's read together, one to go. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Why? Because not every opportunity is a God opportunity. So you need to understand what is the will of the Lord for you. Not every opportunity that will come to you as a believer, it's a God opportunity. Some doors look nice, but when you walk through them, you waste circles of your years. Be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Understand. Let's see how important timing is to Jesus. You know how important timing is to the Lord? There are only two recorded instances in the Bible where Jesus wept. The first time was talking about when Lazarus died and he went and cried. Let me show you the second time. Luke 19 and verse 41. Luke 19 and verse 41. The importance of timing to Jesus Christ. I'm going to read the first verse you read. We're going to read after each other. You ready? I'm going to read this one. Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it. 42. Media team, go back. Whoever is there should be read with us, please. 42, 42. They are making the most. They are like, come on, guys, come on. <laughs> 43. That's good. It was hidden. They hid it from our eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side. 44. Change le version. Change le version. My God. Oh, yes. All right. Give me NIV. NIV, please. Change le version. Change le version. Read it. They will dash you to the ground. You and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another. Because you do not recognize time. Turn to your neighbor and say, what's the time? What time is it? Recognize the season of life that you are in. They will not leave one stone on the other because so what Jesus is saying, he says because, right? Meaning that destruction would have been averted if they knew what time it was. Because, you see that? They would dash you on the ground, you and your children, they would leave not one stone on the other because Bible exploration. Because. Meaning there are things you can do. Because of the things you do, you can step into the fullness of what God has for you. And also, because of the things you do or not do, you can also step into what the enemy had been cooking up for you. I don't know why this, when I said cooking up, this imagery came to my mind. Do you want to know what came to my mind? Should I tell you? Oh, you don't want to know. Should I tell you? Okay. It's like, you know all these funny movies, right? You have like the devil with his horns and he has a big pot, boiling pot. Now watch this. You know that they actually put one of the disciples, which disciple they boil inside? John. Okay. So these things are real. They put a man inside a pot and wanted to boil him. Can you imagine? That's the image that came to my mind. Oh, yeah? And guess what? The man still came out alive. Because of what he knew. Because of what he knew. Because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. Listen, tonight, God is coming to you. And what is he doing? He's reminding you, say, hey, son, daughter, there are things that I've asked you to do. Get to work. Don't miss out on the opportunity. Don't miss out on the opportunity. Oh, yes. As a church, we have seen in this year what happens when we put our hands to the plow. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Okay. It's an opportune door for us. Meaning, anything we want to do now, we'll just find acceleration, growth. We have entered into our season of growth. Oh, yeah. Because what you're saying in the physical is as a result of all the prayers. Just think about it. We have a women's prayer group that prays every Monday. There's a lot of prayer that's been going on in this ministry. And so we have now begun to see the buds of growth, of next levels. And trust me, whatever we have seen this year would look nothing like what is going to be coming, because the greater thing, Bible says, from glory to glory, strength to strength, right? The path of the just, from glory to glory, strength to strength. But we must recognize that God is in our midst. God is here. Yeah. He's here. How many of you know William Shakespeare? William Shakespeare! Do you think William Shakespeare was a great man? He made an impact in his time? Yeah. Let me tell you what William Shakespeare said. He said, "I wasted time, and now doth time waste me." I wasted time, and now doth time waste me. That is a man who, in quote, had made so much impact, but still he knew that he was only scratching the surface of his potential. Listen, please, whatever you do, don't waste time these next 3 months. Don't waste time, because God still has blessings loaded for you in 2023. God still has work for you to accomplish in 2023. Don't waste time. One of my mentors in ministry, he said, redeeming the time for the days are evil means pack as much into one day, pack twice as much into one day. Redeeming the time, that was his own definition. This is a man of mighty works. He said, pack as much time, pack as much work into one day, twice as much into one day. That's what redeeming the time means. Meaning you have so much work that you don't even have time for flimsy talk. Flimsy talk. There's a new word I learned from Bishop Dag recently. It's called twaddle. Have you ever heard about twaddle? Someone should Google it for me. Twaddle. I want you to read it out for me. Twaddle. T-W-A-D-D-L-E. Twaddle. Twaddle. T-W-A. D-D-L. I believe that should be the trivial. Come on, say it. Let them hear, please. Not like it's mid Isaiah and Twine.
Twaddle. Trivial or foolish speech or writing. Nonsense.
Nonsense. Twaddle. Some of your friends are experts at twaddling. Twaddle experts. Twaddlers. And twaddlers are expert time wasters. They talk about everything. Every single thing. When you see them, they'll have all the gist about what's happening in someone else's life. And nothing is happening in their own life. Because they are so busy twaddling. Talk to your neighbor and say, don't twaddle anymore. No more twaddling. Twaddling. Next time when your friend is wasting your time, say, brother, stop twaddling. Stop twaddling. Sister, I love you, but stop twaddling, eh, brother. Foolish speech. In fact, there's a scripture in the Bible. If media team can find it for me, I will really enjoy. Putting this one is even so, Google it, please. The scripture that talks about idle talk, idle fables. I think it's in the New Testament where it talked about idle fables, twaddling. Yeah, sorry, it's also in the New Testament somewhere. I know the scripture is somewhere where is it in? Idle fables. That's one. Any person somewhere in the letters of Paul, he was writing to a church. Twaddly, he said, he was talking. Avoid. Oh my God, that is good. This is good. 2 Timothy, avoid godless chatter. Avoid twaddling. That's why he said twaddling is a waste of time. Twaddling will stop you from taking advantage of the opportunity that God has put in front of you. You want to shine? People that listen. By God's grace, I have been in rooms with people that are high impact people in ministry and in industry, business. When you find these people, they are hyper concentrated on what they are doing. Hyper. Their words are few. Sometimes you wonder, are they angry? They're not angry. They're just in thoughts. They're thinking. Oh, yeah, this is the right version. Whoever is on that media team, put their hands together for them. Oh, yes. He said, but shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. Waste of time. Meaning, if you shun these things, first, you will live a godly life. Two, you will also make an impact with the time that God has given to you on the earth. Idle babblings. Twaddle. how many of you just learned that word now? How many of you just learned that word? New. It's new to you. All right. Twaddle. word of the day. But why is it important not to twaddle? Because when you find yourself twaddling, you are wasting time. You're wasting time and energy that would have been used to build a future, an enviable future. You're wasting it talking nonsense. Twaddling. That's one of the things that stops people from fulfilling their destiny. Talk anyhow. And so their life is anyhow, just anyhow. This is good. Good stuff. Let's talk about time. One more thing about time. All right. Any young adults in the house? All right. Any young adults in the house? Okay, I have something for you. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1. time. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. Listen to me. Though there will come a time that even though God gives you vision, you don't have the strength to fulfill it. You're past the time to fulfill that thing. Before the difficult days, what's that? Do you know what the difficult days is? When your body can, you don't have the strength to do the things that you would have loved to do for the Lord. Oh yeah. Let me tell you. Let's put that here one side, okay? Come back to this is applies to everybody, okay? Do you know that there are certain things that God has asked you to do at a particular time that if you don't do it, it will expire? I'll give you an example. If you have bread, right? This is perfect. This is perfect example. If you have bread, how many of you love bread here? Like, it smells fresh. I love bread. Okay. Jonathan. Jonathan loves bread. I love bread. I mean, we love bread in our family. We love bread. So, if you have bread, okay, no matter how well made that bread is, no matter who made it, that bread has an expiration date. If you don't eat it when it's fresh, you have missed out on that particular loaf. Yeah? Same thing in your life. If you miss out on certain things at a particular age, for instance, it is too late for me. You might think I'm young. But it's too late for me to say I want to be a professional footballer. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's too late. Because people like this, they are like this age I am right now. This is when people start talking about retiring from football. Oh, yeah. You can't play. You can't play. You can't play soccer. Professionally, you want to go and play champions. Say, I have a dream. I want to play Champions League. Champions League. Or let's say, for instance, American football. It's too late. You learn from young age. Your body is buffeted. They hit you. You stand up. But then that's when you now go to high school. You go to college. You play ball in college. And then the NFL drafts you. You don't just wake up and say, hey. Now I feel a calling. I feel I'm called to NFL, sir. That call is your grave that is calling you. Because one hit, sir. One of those defenders, what they call them? Those defenders, right? Quarterbacks. No, not quarterbacks. What? The defenders in football. Linebackers. One of those line, in fact, a rookie that will send you out. First year rookie. He will hit you. Sir, your maker is calling. It's not a calling. Why? Because you have missed the opportune time. That time has passed. I decree over your life that you will not miss out on God's opportunities for your life. I decree over your life that everything God has destined for you to achieve in 2023, you will achieve them in 2023. Not 2024. 2023 will answer to its name as a year of grace and glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Before the difficult days come. So what time is it? See, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near, when you say, man, I have no pleasure. I have no strength for this. I have no strength. Serve your Listen, any church that wants to grow right on the back of young people. Oh, yeah. So, as young adults in the church, it is your responsibility for the church to grow. You will not do it when you're 70. Okay, just imagine when you're 70, amen. You don't say, okay, that's when I want to now go and be No. No, by that time you should have raised disciples. Who that will come and be kneeling down for you and say, ah, daddy, how you doing, sir? We just won thousands of souls. We just came to let you know what's going on. You just say, be blessed. Oh, yes. It's now. Young people. This place is too small. This place will be jammed. If we get all the young people on rowing on one direction, this place will be too small. The city will come and say, ah, please, you people have to live here. Bigger facility, please. Oh, yeah. That's a good problem to have. Oh, yeah. Good trouble. I was in Pittsburgh for What Know I Have Seen conference with Jonathan Shuttlesworth. And the fourth night, the city came. The place was too small. Good problem. I saw the city guys. I mean, you could tell these guys were not going to church. It's like their only mission in life is to stop things. That was too small. I mean, that's how they kept their face now. Like, what time is it? Let's take it home now. In your life, where are you? What time is it? What time? What time is it? It's time to make the most of every opportunity. No more twaddling or wasting circles of energy. And the funny thing is that people that you're twaddling about, if you were twaddling, they don't even know you're twaddling about them, so it doesn't affect them. It's affecting you. No more twaddling. Idle talk. No more wasting of time. Students, you're about to go into fall break now. You need to have a plan. How am I going to maximize the break? Am I going to, from rest to ensuring that I'm moving forward in the direction of my calling? What things am I going to do for the Lord as I'm going into the break? Am I going to improve myself? Am I going to start a business? Whatever you do, make sure you're making the most of every opportunity. Stand to your feet tonight. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Father. We're going to take the communion here. And for anyone here who feels like they have wasted time and this word has hit you in a different way, there's also what is called restoration. He said, I will restore to you the years the canker and the palmer one had stolen, the locust. I will restore to you. However, you also need to know that you need restoration. Some people don't even know that they need restoration. Some people are unaware that they need restoration. So even if God is trying to restore the years that they had lost, they don't know. So they still don't know the time. There's a time for restoration. There's a time for advancement. So it's time that we make the most of the next 3 months. Make the most of the years ahead of you. Thank God for the youth. But Abraham was not a youth when God called him. And he still made the most of his life. He still made the most of his life. Still made the most of his life. And so no matter what age you are here, God still has work for you to do. As long as you are alive, it shows that there is work for you to do.